Well, last night, a few teams around the area got their high school girls basketball seasons underway. You know, we had a game for you here on KJAN. And it was Adair Casey getting out to an early 19-1 lead at the end of the first quarter and rolling over Cam 61-25. Shelby Sorensen had 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. She finishes with 16 points to lead the way. 14 points also from Maddie Sorensen last night for the Bombers as they pick up that victory. Felicity Jackson for Cam had 14 points in the loss, and that opens up their season. So the Bombers go to 1-0, and Cam is 0-1 here to open up the year. We'll also have a game for you tonight here on KJN, and it'll feature a team that's won a game. This Atlantic went on the road last night and beat Carroll 69-27, and we'll have a game for them tonight as they'll play their home opener this evening against Denison Schleswig. That'll be a 7:15 pregame, and tip-off is scheduled for around 7:30 here tonight. So listen in here on KJN. You can also listen in on the web and watch on our TV page as well at KJN.com. Audubon was a winner last night as well, 46-26 over Guthrie Center. Bedford beat Earlham 64-34. Creston over Mount Air 54-40. And East Sac was a 52-26 winner over Storm Lake in girls high school basketball last night. Also, the state football championships finished up yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Three games that were postponed from Friday till yesterday due to the wintry weather at the end of last week. Justin Hunter ran for 156 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Iowa City Regina won its 6th consecutive state championship, holding off Western Christian 35-28 for the Class 1A title. Regina won Monday for the 82nd time in its last 84 games, but not until it stopped a Western Christian drive in the final minute. Western Christian recovered a Hunter fumble with 1:13 left and drove to the Regals 33, but Tyler Koima, who passed for all 4 Western Christian touchdowns, threw incomplete on 4th down. Isaac Volstead added 125 yards rushing for Regina, including a 72-yard touchdown run as they piled up 380 yards on the ground against a defense that featured a 6'10" nose guard and had allowed only 21 points in 4 previous playoff games. In Class 2A, Logan Backus accounted for 6 touchdowns before leaving the game with an injury. An unbeaten Spirit Lake rolled to the Class 2A state championship with a 70-56 win over Mount Vernon. Backus, who scored 4 touchdowns and passed for 2 others, was hurt when he was hit after completing a 2-point conversion pass with 10:12 left in the game on Monday. He was attended to for nearly 15 minutes before being wheeled off on a stretcher, raising both arms to show that he was okay as fans from both schools applauded. Earlier, he was a catalyst in an offensive showcase that produced a slew of records and gave Spirit Lake its 2nd title in 4 years. Mount Vernon rallied after falling behind 42-14 in the 2nd quarter, but couldn't match Spirit Lake's firepower as they get the win. And last night in Class 4A, to wrap things up, Jacob Zachary ran for 2 touchdowns, and West Des Moines Dowling Catholic beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 41-10 on Monday for its 3rd straight Class 4A state championship. Dowling became the first 4A school with 3 in a row, and it accomplished the feat with its usual combination of efficient offense and tough-to-penetrate defense. Ryan Mells and Atlias Bell each returned a fumble for a touchdown and helped contain a potent Kennedy offense that averaged 40 points in its 4 previous playoff games. Tyler Drail rushed for 127 yards for Kennedy, and versatile Sean Beyer made some big plays, but the Cougars struggled to finish their drives, and Dowling Catholic wins that title. Also in high school athletics news, Harlan Community High School Athletic Director Mitch Osborne announced yesterday that former Harlan standout Brooke Shaben has been hired as head softball coach for the district, pending school board approval. Shaben was an assistant coach for Harlan last season. She played for the Cyclones, graduating in 2011, was a 4-time All-Stater, and played some in college as well. Also last night in men's college basketball, Nazmitru Long scored 24 points. George Nyang added 19, and 4th-ranked Iowa State beat Chattanooga 83-63 for its 3rd straight win. Monte Morris had 14 points and 10 assists for his 2nd career double-double with the Cyclones. They celebrated their highest ranking since the 1996-97 season by hitting a season-high 14 threes, including 6 from Naz Long. Iowa State stretched a 15-point halftime lead to 23 early in the 2nd half and cruising to their 29th straight non-conference win at home. Casey Jones led Chattanooga with 16 points. The Mocs fell a game short of their first 4-0 start in 26 years. And Iowa State yesterday did climb in those top 25 polls as they moved up to number 4, as we mentioned in the AP poll. They also climbed up to a number 5 in the latest coaches poll. That was after some other top 10 teams had lost over the weekend. Kentucky, Maryland, and Michigan State are the top 3 ahead of them in the AP poll, with Kansas ranked number 5. And also in the coaches poll, it's Kentucky, Maryland, and Duke and Michigan State ranked the top 4, as Iowa State comes in there at 5th. They're followed by Oklahoma and Kansas at 6 and 7. Also, UConn is back at being a unanimous number 1 choice in the AP Women's College Basketball poll. The Huskies routed then number 7 Ohio State in their opener by 44 points. Connecticut, which had all but one of the first place votes last week, beat K-State 97-57 on Monday night. The Buckeyes dropped to 11th in the poll. And Iowa moves in to the poll at number 25 here this week. So they move into the rankings here this week for Lisa Bluter's squad. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard talked with the media on Monday about his decision to fire head football coach Paul Rhodes.
This is a decision that I certainly wish didn't have to make. I wish we wouldn't have been in this spot, because I know it disappoints a lot of people, especially Coach Rhodes, his staff, and our players.
Pollard announced on Sunday that Rhodes will coach the final regular season game at West Virginia, but that will be the end of his run.
Sometimes you can want something more than it wants you. I wanted him to be our coach. He wanted to be our coach, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Cyclones blew a 21-point lead in a loss at Kansas State on Saturday that dropped Iowa State's record to 3-8.
Paul was not let go because of what happened on Saturday. We have a saying in the locker room, no one player, no one play costs a team a game. No one game costs a coach their job. We made the decision to make the change because we simply didn't win enough games.
Pollard says the team should be winning more than it has.
I believe our team has got more talent in that locker room than we've had in my 10 years that I've been here. We have unbelievable potential. But unfortunately, they don't keep score on the scoreboard for potential and talent. They keep score on results. And we just didn't get the results that we need to get.
Rhodes is ending his 7th season on the Iowa State sidelines and has compiled a 32-54 overall record. His best season was the first one with the Cyclones, when they went 7-6 and beat Minnesota 14-13 in the Insight Bowl. And he also spoke yesterday to the media, as Rhodes was fired on a Sunday and will end, that course, his career on a Saturday against West Virginia.
The 2016 Iowa State football team will be bowling, because we leave behind a great nucleus of talent, leadership, and commitment to what takes place on a football field. I'm sorry we won't get an opportunity to see that through. I wish that team and the fans nothing but the absolute very best.
And Rhodes thanked the fan base as well, that he calls one of the most loyal in the country.
This football program has been to 12 bowls in the history of the program. They've won 3. They have 2 outright conference titles that occurred in 1911 and 1912. But they keep coming back, and their support is never ending. I would think that would qualify for being the most loyal fan base in college athletics.
Rhodes led the Cyclones to 3 bowl games, and his signature win was an upset of second-ranked Oklahoma State back in 2011.
In the end, in a year that we've lost 6 games to teams that are currently ranked in the AP Top 25, it was not enough. Unfortunately, it's a bottom-line business, and I fully understand that.
Rhodes said he had chances to leave for other jobs early on in his career, but wanted to stay and accomplish things that had never been done at Iowa State, and says he was proud of those things they were able to accomplish. And Iowa State plays on the road at West Virginia this upcoming Saturday. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, is brought to you this hour by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.